Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. And for you're looking around here, right? It's a pretty festive set.
Spider there, yeah.
Almost as spooky as the fog the other night. Yeah, good fog game, big win for your team the other night. You're a pretty even-keeled guy. You're pretty excited on that Marsh field goal block. What happened on that?
Yeah, something it was. Yeah, it was great to have that play come through for us. It's we've been working hard on that, and that was a big play for us. You know, keep them off the board there.
Sure,
that fog position, there felt like that. we had a game in Nantucket.
Yeah, you didn't have fog machines like in the corners, right? They're not selling those at the pro shop, right? All right, let's talk about your running backs. I've talked to you multiple times about the backs, the different diverse sets that each guy brings. You've got five guys that can run the ball, that can catch the ball. How much does that complicate things for coordinators when you put a certain guy in the huddle to now, you know, it's a matchup thing that you can take advantage of because everybody can do everything?
Well, yeah, I think it makes it a lot easier to call plays. So, Josh and I have talked about that a lot of not feeling like, well, this guy's got to be in for that play and somebody else got to be in for another play. You just call the play, and whoever's in there, you feel confident that they can run inside, catch the ball, be extended in empty formation, pass protect, whatever it happens to be. And those guys have all done a good job of that, and we have a lot of confidence in them and the flexibility, versatility that it gives it our offense. And the play calling is significant, too.
First of three here against the AFC West, which is a pretty good division, and you're kicking off against San Diego. Pretty excited.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting to see. You know, we just got finished with the NFC, and now we're into the AFC West, and the division's a little bit different schematically. But it is. It's very challenging, and the Chargers are a very explosive team on offense and defense. We're going to have to really grind it here, but, you know, these guys are in every game, and they dominated in the Denver game last week. I mean, that was a strong win for them, so, you know, we haven't seen Denver get beat like that in a while, so it was pretty impressive.
Somebody wants to go to your Hall of Fame huddle. November 2nd, down in the Seaport. Chris Berman's coming in. I know Matt Light's going to be there. Guys like Jerod Mayo.
You're going to be there.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be throwing it up like I do here, though. But talk about your foundation and where you love these funds going to help kids and youth sports.
Well, this year we're looking to break the $1 million mark in terms of donations to scholar athletes and scholarships and to organizations that support the foundations. Mm-hmm. You know, we're excited about it. Chris Berman, you know, has a lot of great sports stories, football stories, Boston stories, and he's a New England guy, as I am. And so we're going to, you know, relive some of those moments. And, you know, it should be a fun, entertaining evening.
Always is.
Look forward to it.